Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yes, that's my name. Wear it out.
Oh, just say it all day. So many times.
Yes, please.
Here's another name that we've basically worn out on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Britney Spears.
Yeah. Well, she's making us talk about her. Boobies!
Boobney. So Britney Spears, there is actual progress. Again, and I say this all the time. We've been saying this ever since she spoke out at her own hearing. This is a fluid situation. There is new information.
Sometimes, constantly, supposedly.
Yeah, sometimes it's like frivolous stuff. Like she did an Instagram post with no shirt on. Like that's frivolous, right? But sometimes it rises to the level of like, this is actually news of movement in the conservatorship.
Well, we have a development in the conservatorship case, which hopefully is dismantling Jamie Lynn Spears, Jamie Spears, as we speak, her daddy.
Yep.
Daddy
so Spears. This all sort of transpired yesterday afternoon. Britney Spears and her lawyer, Matt Rosengart, have filed documents requesting that another person be appointed as the conservatorship of her, or the conservator of her estate.
AKA not her dad.
Exactly. Because currently her father, Jamie Spears, is filling that role. Mm-hmm. And so the new person is a person by the name of Jason Rubin. And here's what we know about him. He's a CPA. He apparently has experience handling financial, elder abuse, litigation, and complex trust portfolios. This is what his
AKA
website says.
Lots of money.
He's dealt with money in the past.
And she's got lots of money.
And she well, you know what? I'm going to get to that because apparently she doesn't have as much as people think she does.
Interesting.
But we do have some concrete figures that they are working with. Now, this will be in addition to, and we've talked about this before, there are two conservatorships over Britney.
Yep.
There is the conservator of her estate, which has been Jamie Spears. Mm-hmm. And then there's the conservator of her person. And that is still currently being fulfilled by Jody Montgomery. And she will allegedly stay in that role for the time being.
Yeah.
So this is a big move.
Because Britney wants her to be in that position.
Right. So this is a big move. Now, again, I said that this is a development in the potential dismantling of the conservatorship. There is not any dismantling of the conservatorship right now. Right now, it's about making the conservatorship work in the best possible way for Britney.
Yeah.
But that's the news today, that she is apparently, that they're moving toward replacing Jamie as the conservator. Now, the documents that were filed in court also paint a picture about her relationship with Jamie Spears. And namely, how she feels about her father.
Yeah.
She uses the words scary and threatening to describe her father. The documents that were filed also talk about how with Jamie in charge, they have struggled financially and even filed for bankruptcy in 1998 because of of Jamie's role, not in that, part, it's not in the conservatorship. It's just in the finances of her estate. The relationship, they say in the docs, is venomous and, quote, impairs Miss Spears' mental health, her well-being, and her ability to pursue and continue with her extraordinary career. I told you that I was going to give you some hard figures on her financial situation. Because I just find it to be interesting, like, what is actually her financial property?
Well, and I think we'd heard in the Ronan Farrow piece, I just have this number in my head, $65 million. I don't know what that's...
Actually, that's, like, really darn close.
Oh, all right.
So, to break it down, she has cash assets at $2.7 million, give or take.
I'm kind of giving you... That's her checking account.
Yep. Her non-cash assets total $57 million.
Ooh,
that is apparently, this says, this is almost certainly not her complete financial portfolio. There's a lot of Morgan Stanley accounts listed. But her actual property, meaning the homes that she owns, are valued at $8.4
million. Okay.
So yeah, that's about, that hovers in that range of $65,000 to $70,000. Or so, $70 million.
You know, the interesting thing is that while there are many reasons Jamie Spears should not be in charge of his daughter's conservatorship, you can say that they were able to amass and retain a very large chunk of money.
Right.
It's remains to be seen how much of that was spent on salaries for Jamie Spears and other people. And maybe Britney Spears herself would have spent that money differently. And so she would end up at a different number today if that conservatorship wasn't in place. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's more complicated than simply all these people were in it for the money.
Right.
Certainly there is that. But maybe that wasn't the biggest driver of the control for this conservatorship. That wasn't the only driver for this conservatorship.
Right. Right. Well, you can imagine, right? Britney Spears, a very powerful person. Imagine that a lot of people were trying to hitch, you know, their wagons to her. Mm-hmm. I will also just say one final thing about this change to the conservatorship. By all accounts, the document where they have moved to replace Jamie Spears as the financial conservator also reveals that there is sort of an indication that Britney may have needed some sort of conservatorship 13 years ago, but that much has changed in the intervening years. Quote, since receiving professional medical care at the outset of this conservatorship over 13 years ago, Ms. Spears is clearly in a different place now, and she has been for many years. The entire world has witnessed Ms. Spears working tirelessly with astonishing dedication, precision, and excellence as a musical artist and performer, an exceptional earner for Mr. Spears and others who had financial interest in making sure she would continue to work and perform. So again, kind of restating the things that we've known, but there definitely is an indication that there's an awareness that there was a time when a conservatorship felt like the right thing to do for her, but that time is no longer.
Yeah. And again, it's not to, I don't think people, and we've said this before, we'll say it again, I'm sure, as we go through, because this is a process and it's going to be a journey and we're going to be talking about this story for a long time. Nobody is all good or all bad. And while Jamie Spears sort of takes the brunt of the criticism of this conservatorship, there were a lot of hands involved, a lot of other family members, a lot of other business interests, a lot of other career interests that, you know, had their hands in the till in order to perpetuate this conservatorship over the last 17, 37. No, I keep getting J-Lo 13, and Bennifer's.
Yeah.
Like getting back together and Britney Spears conservatorship numbers mixed up because J-Lo and Ben Affleck 17 years ago got separate or, you know, went their separate ways,
broke up the first time.
And Britney Spears conservatorship is 13 years.
Timelines, man.
Yeah.
Timelines.
Yeah.
But you indicated that there are other family members that are involved, Bradley. What do we know about Lynn Spears?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because Lynn Spears submitted a declaration in support of her daughter yesterday in a court filing. And in that court filing, Lynn Spears is not holding back. She talks about this breaking point that she had when she realized she needed to get involved. It's not going to surprise you because we were there for this moment. But also just her descriptions of what went down as described in this particular statement are kind of grim, obviously. That's why we're talking about getting rid of this conservatorship and the whole world is paying attention. So she submits this declaration in support of Britney alongside that request that you talked about yesterday. Now, this is officially in support of Britney's request to withdraw Jamie. And insofar as it involves Jamie, Lynn Spears, that is Mama Spears, says of Daddy Spears, quote, I became involved in this conservatorship during what I will term a time of crisis that began at the end of 2018 and continued through 2019. She says she got involved because, like many of us, she didn't think the conservatorship was in Britney's best interest. She talks about Jamie having absolute control over her money and healthcare decisions. Then she talks about over the past 13 years, the relationship between Britney and Jamie and how it drastically changed. And it's clear that this was just a descent into control, really. She goes on to say that Britney's feelings toward her father have dwindled to nothing but fear and hatred because of his, quote, complete control. She does give some insight into Jamie's mistrust of Britney, his coercion of her, his bartering with her over what she can and can't do, all the decision making that he's in charge of. But specifically, the thing that I think was a tipping point, or at least a breaking point, was the moment at which he laid hands on her child.
Yeah.
And that is the thing, I think, where she knew this relationship is over. And there is no, because you can tell, but see, this is what's so fascinating, right? Because it's not like Lynn Spears this whole time is like, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. Nobody should do mm-hmm. this. She's never said anything mm-hmm. like that until very recently. And I think it was probably, you know, it started as like, again, you get the impression that Lynn Spears is just like, go along to get along.
Well, and we got that impression mm-hmm. also in that piece by Ronan Farrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he all but said it. It was you know, in
that
black and white.
She thought she was doing the right thing. And, you know, she was instrumental in kicking, what's his name, to the curb? Her ex.
Sam, no, Lutfi?
Nope, no. Not Sam Lutfi, her first husband.
Oh, or not, Kevin Federline.
No. Nope.
Oh, Jason Alexander, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
The one that had to be annulled, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
It was annulled,
charades.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we talked about that, I think, last week or
right.
the week before.
Right.
But she was, you know, so it's not like Lynn Spears has just been like, I'm a mouse in the background. She
right.
kind of in the media has been portrayed that way, very quiet to herself. But meanwhile, she's living in a mansion, knowing full well what's going on. Mm-hmm. But now this declaration is really sort of saying, okay, I'm all in with my daughter. I am done with Jamie Spears mm-hmm. in terms of pretending that this is anything but what it is. And she's really advocating for her daughter in a way that she's never done before. So, I mean, you got to give her some credit, I think.
Right. No, you do. And again, you know, to reference something you said earlier that we've said again and again and again, there oftentimes things are not all good or all bad.
Yeah.
Right. So Jamie or Lynn Spears is not necessarily, you know, not caring about the conservatorship.
Yeah.
Nor is she like a force behind it. But yeah. she has been sort of waffled back and forth throughout this entire process. Listen, she has benefited from it.
Oh, for sure.
In many ways.
Yeah.
Right. But she also maybe does have Britney's best interest at heart. She just hasn't shown it yet.
And I would imagine, too, that Britney's somewhat conflicted in her relationship with her mother, because as we all are with our relationships with our parents, you know, on the one hand, we love them for things. And then on the other hand, we despise them for making certain choices that mm-hmm. had effects on us. And I imagine that Britney has a certain amount of, I mean, she seems to be in a feeling place right now. And I imagine one of those feelings is, you know, not just towards her dad, but like, mom, why would you let this happen?
Yeah, why didn't you protect me?
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure mom has an answer that Britney's not going to want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, that's why this story is so fascinating and completely relatable to anyone, although completely unrelatable
right.
to all of us.
Right.
Because it doesn't involve millions of dollars and power
right.
and influence.
And amazing homes and foyers yeah, that you
exactly.
can twirl in. I will say,
and holding your boobs.
It does, you know, family systems are family systems. And so the piece that we all, I think, can relate to is the family system, you know, the breakdown in the family system and that feeling that a child has about a kid. I mean, she's an adult, but she's the child of her parents, of like, why didn't you protect me? And at the same time, what she may at some point learn to appreciate, maybe she already has, I don't know, I'm not there, is that Lynn also has her own demons.
She has to live with the fact that she stood by. I mean, she knew mm-hmm. that Britney, she watched the doctor tell Britney that she had to take pills that Britney didn't want to take. She watched as Britney was told she had to go to treatment and fight with her father over going to treatment when she didn't want to go to treatment mm-hmm. this last time. So I imagine there's a lot of demons she's going to have to wrestle with. And, you know, I imagine at some point, like many families, they'll come to some sort of understanding in terms of communication, mm-hmm. as is often the case. I don't know about her dad, but certainly with her mom, I would imagine there's more of a chance that could happen.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that Lynn Spears has a relationship with Jamie Spears yeah. also, meaning she has her own, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
relationship with him. When we come back on
this is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The beautiful Holly Roberts is here with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Hall.
Hey, hi. Got some dirt alert concerning Paris Hilton. Page Six reporting she's expecting her first child.
Oh, congratulations.
Paris.
Yes, this would be with her fiance, Carter Riem. They've been engaged for 6 months or so, and they've been together for about a year. And she revealed earlier this year that she's been undergoing IVF treatment. And also today, something that's cooking with Paris Hilton is, by the way, her trailer with Cooking with Paris dropped today.
So. Colleen's favorite.
I mean, I'm sorry that she did this like on YouTube. She did this like, you know, video of her making lasagna. That's what this is now turned into.
Yeah.
But it was funny, you guys. She knows what she's doing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
If you recognize that she knows what she's doing and that's not really who she is, it's funny.
Yeah.
And she has even admitted as such in public that that's not who she is. That is her persona that she portrays publicly. Yeah. So if you want to watch Cooking with Paris, she has guests like Kim Kardashian, Nikki Glaser, Demi Lovato, Saweetie, Kathy, and Nikki Hilton, by the way. Mom and sister are going to be stopping by this. So this is going to debut on August 4th over on Netflix. Mark your calendars.
Very cute.
Yes. We're learning today a little royal gossip, royal adjacent gossip. According to Town and Country magazine, Sarah Ferguson wrote to the executive producers of The Crown and asked to be a consultant on the show.
I mean, and the fact that she's not tells you something.
Yeah, they said, no thanks, Fergie. Uh-huh. We don't really need you to be consulting on The Crown.
Yeah, we're good.
But you know, good on her. Yeah. She just wrote to them and was like, I can give you insight direct from the royal household.
She's been dropping a lot of gossip lately, and I forget what her project is.
She's got like a
yapping.
Isn't it her novel? Doesn't she?
Oh, right. She's got a novel, like a crime novel or a romance novel, some kind of novel, right? Yeah,
with like shades of Andrew in it.
Oh, I don't. Is that true?
I think so. Well, like we would see that. I think we've read the treatment for it and we were like, oh, that sounds a little like she's writing about real life.
Yeah. So she's trying to do press for this. She had the People exclusive a couple of weeks ago. And then she's talking to Town and Country about this. She said the offer was declined, but she said that The Crown has been plagued by complaints of inaccuracies. So she's kind of like, well, you know.
That's shady right there. That is
Who's
shady.
Who's complaining about the inaccuracies on The Crown?
The Queen.
UK government ministers, according to Page Six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, newsflash, it's fiction.
Yeah.
It's not a documentary.
Yeah.
What? You don't say. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
He did say.
It's drama.
Yes. Fictionalized for your entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by true events.
True.
Something that is inspired by true events is this new interview with Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. They're revealing something very controversial in the world of parenting.
Oh, great. Oh. Can't wait. What?
Baby birding?
No, they're not like Alicia Silverstone. Baby birding, meaning chewing the food and then placing it in the child's mouth.
With your mouth. Ish. Okay, what's their controversial parenting?
They only bathe their kids when you can see the dirt on them. And they don't really like using soap either, you guys.
They don't.
I mean,
what?
I don't know.
What? Why don't they like soap? What did soap do to them?
They don't want to dry out the children's skin.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. You know what? Teach their own. I will cop to the fact that there have been times in my life that I have let the bathing of the children go a little bit longer than it should have. Thankfully, now we are at ages where they have to take care of their own stuff. Thank you.
But was it because you didn't want to dry out their skin?
No. Because I was lazy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, but I feel like they're trying to give us some sort of like, it's not natural to use soap on your skin.
Yeah, Mila and Ashton also made it clear that they don't like to use soap on their own skin. And Ashton Kutcher said he only lathers up his armpits and crotch.
Okay. There's so few things I need to know about this.
We don't need to know any of this. Also, this is from like Bougie Central. Mm-hmm. So what are they trying to communicate to us?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I don't use soap, but I drive a Tesla.
What do they have going on right now? Like, what are they promoting?
That's also a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, great question. There you go. No answer.
No soap for them. Yeah. Thank you, Holly Roberts.
No soap for you.
For that dirt alert. No soap for that dirt alert.
Okay.
And when we come back, Holly's going to pull more double duty. She's going to actually bring us all of the blind items that we are going to solve. Pop culture mysteries. In a little segment we call Blinded by the Item after this on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. We were talking about doctor appointments. The Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. And we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in a little segment. We call it Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Learning something new every day.
I did.
Every single day. Bradley just did. True.
Wonderful. Now we're going to solve some mysteries. Here's our first one. If you want to talk about a solid couple in Hollywood, it is this couple.
Oh.
He's an A-list actor. Every single one of you know who has been acting for decades. She is an A-minus list actress who is lesser known. He's hooking up with a barely 20-year-old. And it's not Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Oh. Well, that was nice of him to rule that out. I don't know that I would have come up with that. We might have gotten there some point.
Wait, he's calling them a solid couple?
Like, we know of them as a solid couple.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Well, that's one guess.
Mm. Yeah, but I would call him a plus list. I feel like True. NT calls him a plus, True. But I too think that that's, you know, a solid, mm-hmm. when you think of solid couples in Hollywood.
Right. Okay, A-list actor and A-minus actress.
Yes, now there are a couple other names that are in the comment section that it could very well be the answer.
Suzanne Summer and Alan Hamill.
No, mm-mm. No, absolutely not.
And they're currently, he couldn't be touching anybody else.
How because could, he has no reserves.
Anything else.
No.
That's a story from yesterday. Yes. Listen to the podcast.
And every day, really, if you listen True. To Suzanne Summer. True.
She's right now. Oh, what time is it? I don't know, but Suzanne Summers is having sex somewhere.
Yeah, because it's 10:30 in Palm Springs. So, you know.
Okay, who else? Give us a hinties.
Okay, so a couple people that are showing up. It's an actor. Yes, he has been acting for decades. He is in a beloved movie franchise, also the star of several popular sitcoms.
Oh.
Several.
Yeah.
Sitcoms.
And also, here's another one. This guy, and I don't think it's that guy.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Also,
I don't think it's that guy.
No, no, actually, it could be this guy. This guy has been in movies. I think it's more like this guy.
Okay.
He's been in movies for decades. He kind of started out in some teen movies, then evolved over the years into leading man territory. Currently, he is on television. His wife was on television as well.
Kevin Bacon?
Oh.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So go with that one.
The other one that occurs to me is Catherine Zeta-Jones and
Michael Douglas.
Douglas.
Oh, that could, that, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All so right. There you go. Could be Kevin Bacon, could be Michael
interesting.
Douglas.
Interesting. Oof. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been mm-hmm. acting for decades. They could be cheating on their significant other, Kira Sedgwick. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, respectively. They're hooking up with a barely 20-year-old.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. Let's do another one.
Blinded by the Item.
This one slightly skews towards old Hollywood, but let's try to solve it.
Okay, fun.
This back-in-the-day A-plus-list mostly television actress went on a drunken rant against this teen actress-turned-talk show host while backstage at the Oscars.
Teen actress turned talk show host. Is that a good place to start?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a talk show that's still on? No. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Drew Barrymore?
That's what okay. most people are saying. Now, okay. there are a couple other names that it could be, I suppose.
Okay. And so the other one that we're looking for is a... back in the day, A plus list, mostly television actress.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people are leaning towards somebody that would make it be the talk show host be somebody different.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like this answer. Okay. Former A plus list, mostly television actress. Yes, this person was very A plus list back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how old are we talking?
This person is still around. They mm-hmm. were A-plus list in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
A-plus list, like a, I don't know.
Big time TV star.
Oh.
Big time.
Popular television show.
like a Dallas-y type thing?
No, like a sitcom kind of thing.
Oh, like a sitcom-y. Okay. In the what years-ish?
Late 80s, 90s. Late 80s.
Okay. Oh.
Big time television star.
A big time television star in the late 90s.
80s.
80s.
Nell Carter.
This person starred on a show that was the same name as their real life name?
Valerie.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, that fits.
So let's reconsider Drew Barrymore and think about who the teen actress turned talk show host would be.
Sarah Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that storyline, though. I mean, I don't like it. I'm just saying that fits pretty well.
So this back in the day, A-plus list mostly television actors, happened to be Roseanne, went on a drunken rant against Sarah Gilbert while backstage at the Oscars. Now, some people were saying Lucille Ball and Drew Barrymore. That could also fit. What?
Lucille Ball?
Yeah, Lucille Ball.
I'm interested in that.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
How so?
I mean, I think the Sarah Gilbert, Roseanne...
That's
makes
working
more sense
for me.
To me, but
you know what? Another guess was on this was Felicia Rashad and Raven Simone.
Sure.
Which I thought was kind of an interesting scenario as well.
So many interesting scenarios. Let's hope that that one's confirmed in the near future so we can solve that mystery accurately.
Okay.
Moving on.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery about an A-list journalist. After being exposed by a major hit piece, this A-list journalist's depression quickly got much worse. And right now, a wealthy friend of the journalist is footing the bill for a lengthy inpatient stay, which doesn't allow the internet.
Mm. Okay. Where should we start with this?
A-list journalist.
A-list journalist. Is this print journalism or is this like TV?
This would be print and digital.
Okay.
So on the internet. This person was very active online.
Okay.
And then went radio silent in late June. We have not heard anything from this person in well over a month.
A journal. Well, somebody that we're used to hearing from on a regular basis who suddenly goes, oh, Yashara Lee.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
So that's why we're not hearing from
Interesting.
Yashara Lee. He is doing some treatments, making sure he's healthy, but his treatment doesn't involve being on the internet.
Interesting.
So,
well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. In fact, I think it was last week. You mentioned something, Holly, about it at one point, and I went Googling to see if he was doing anything online.
Yeah,
he was nowhere to be found.
That's probably not the worst thing.
Well, I mean, I also think even if he's not in treatment or whatever, like, it was smart of him to disappear, because once you disappear, at a certain point, people just don't talk about you. Mm-hmm. And so if people were saying bad things about you or questioning your character, maybe best to just disappear for a while.
Yeah, go bye-bye for a minute.
And let people forget that they had opinions about you. Mm-hmm.
Do we have time for one more?
Let's do it.
Blinded by the item.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery this afternoon. This one's confirmed. Speaking of that awful Reality Family, the former member of it is trying to get his half his age girlfriend pregnant. That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Scott Disick and what's her name? Hamill. Is that her name? Hamill?
Hamlin?
Amelia Hamlin.
Yeah. So, speaking of the Kardashian-Jenner, Scott Disick, former member of the Kardashian-Jenner family, is trying to get Amelia Hamlin pregnant. And T-Lawyer says, well, that should be interesting in a very Minnesota way.
Ish. I don't, you know, yeah. I want happiness for everybody. And if that is what makes you happy, then I want that for you. I just have a hard time imagining.
It's hard not to see him as a creeper at this point.
Right.
Frankly. Yeah. Like, especially when you see the behavior happening over and over again, it's like, okay, this seems less like, oh, it's just one of those situations where it's totally, it's just weird, but it's just what happened, man. versus like, this is what you always do.
It's a pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's become a pattern. Mm-hmm. Yes. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, yesterday we talked a little bit about an emerging conspiracy theory regarding Ben and Jen. We will revisit that conspiracy theory when we come back, and I will bring you a new set of evidence.
Okay.
To prove that that is definitely a conversation worth having.
Fabulous.
We will have a conversation worth having when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Boy, you spend a decade with somebody, you learn some things.
I have secrets.
On the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1.
I don't.
Streaming actually. Live. No, he has no secrets.
I can't, like, keep anything a secret. My face is just.
That is not true. You can keep a secret. But that's not why we're here.
What have I ever been able to keep a secret?
I don't know, because it's a secret.
I guess that you can't prove a negative.
That's true.
Or whatever that is, you can't prove.
The Colleen and Bradley show. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. Hi. Keeping secrets from me.
Sometimes the show between the show is actually the better show.
Yeah, well, you know, or it's just decent and you'll never hear it.
Yeah.
But okay, so yesterday we tried on for size this conspiracy theory, because that's what we do here. We put our tinfoil hats on and we sort of just wade around in conspiracy lane to see, like, how does this feel? Try this one on. Well, the one we tried on yesterday was this idea that it's possible that Ben and Jen, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, are gearing up for a shot-by-shot remake of Jenny from the Block. And we sort of...
Because it's turning 20 on the 2022, I think.
Right. So, you know, this would be the right time, right? That they would be laying the groundwork for that. And, you know, fine. I don't know. I guess time will tell, right? But in the meantime, in between time, there's a lot of people that are collecting sort of different pieces of evidence to prove at a minimum they might be doing that. But, you know, at a maximum, they definitely are relying on this throwback of their old relationship. So allegedly, they made everything Instagram official by putting photographs of them making out on her 50th birthday, Jennifer Lopez's 52nd birthday, over the weekend on a yacht. So we know they're on a yacht together, or at least they were on a yacht together.
We actually know where the yacht was. It went from...
Thank you.
Saint-Tropez
to Monaco.
And I'll look it up and find out where they are right now, but I don't know if they're still on it anyway.
Ooh,
that's because you can, which is so weird to me that you can track mega yachts, but it's a thing.
Yeah, that is actually weird. I want to sit with that for 1 second before I tell you what I saw. That is a weird thing to me that you can track yachts. Like, we can't find out where people are on land like that, but throw them out in the middle of the sea and it makes it real easy to figure out where they are.
Yeah.
And you can literally find, and how do you do it? Like, you know the name of the ship, right?
Yep. So I know the name of the ship. It's called the Valerie, and you have to make sure it's the ship, because sometimes there are different types of ships with the same name, but this is a yacht and you can see the photo of it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same photo that appears in, you know, the Daily Mail, mm-hmm. or wherever you find the pictures of them on a yacht. And right now, I can tell you they are anchored off of some, I don't know what island that is, off of Italy.
Okay.
Which I will find out. But yeah, you can just, I don't know if they're on it though, right. Because they could have gotten off in Monaco.
Right. And, but they're, they're sailing around.
I'm assuming, I don't know. Anyway, and I don't think they probably own, I don't think either of them owns that.
No,
that was probably a
rental.
I guess we could probably figure that out. But anyway,
yeah,
they you got can that find out a lot.
Enterprise rent a yacht. Okay, so.
It's been hard to get those lately.
That's true.
Oh, they're on Capri. Or off the coast of Capri.
Oh, lovely.
That makes sense.
Yeah, with a bunch of other mega yachts.
That makes sense. It's yachting season, so the yachts are out and about with a lot of celebrities on them. Well, now this is what I found interesting. There was a little Easter egg in one of the photographs that they took of Jennifer Lopez in her bikini with her amazing abs.
Yeah.
And the internet got a hold of it, this little Easter egg, and it has been making the rounds. Okay, here's how it goes. There's a picture of her in her bikini. Her, how much did that thing cost? $395 bikini?
Oh, it was like $600.
Oh, yeah. With her multiple $1,000 shawl wrap situation. Mm-hmm. And off in the background on the yacht, okay, so you got to do some math on this, is a framed photograph. you see the tail end of the framed photograph. Well, somebody on the Twitters, Christopher Villegas, did the work and said, look what I found. The picture is a picture of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck from 2002 in a frame.
Which is also the year that Jenny from the Block was filmed.
Isn't that interesting?
And released.
Now, again, go back to the beginning. Remember, they're on a yacht. They don't own this yacht, which means they brought in a framed photograph, a publicity photograph, no less, right? Yeah. Like, this is a picture. This was, first of all, 2002, before Instagram, before we were, like, showing snapshots of our life. The two of them riding an actual motorcycle in motion, a publicity photograph of the two of them on a motorcycle in a frame on the yacht that they're renting in the background of a picture of J-Lo in her bikini.
So Nadia on Twitter responded to this tweet and said, mm-hmm. I think they're a life raft couple. I think there's genuine affection, but I don't think this is a healthy relationship by any means, not especially if it inevitably gets mutually milked for PR.
I mean,
welcome to our world.
Come in, Nadia. Come in. Because that's the thing I keep going back to, is that this is a publicationship. They are leveraging this relationship for attention and publicity.
And which means that is probably more important than any relationship that's happening behind the scenes. Because remember, the timeline you took us through yesterday would have you believe that they fell back madly and deeply in love in about 5 minutes.
Literally. Yes. Because we first heard of the breakup in February. The real breakup happened in March. In May, Ben Affleck was still in headlines because he'd been contacting a gal on a dating app, and then suddenly within days/weeks they were,
and she was never heard from again.
And exactly.
That's not true. I don't know.
She has disappeared.
But like, it's nobody's questioning, like, well, hey, you were hot chatting with some random person on.
No, that like went bye-bye in the car, like that disappeared. But here's the thing. They're using their relationship right now for publicity, and that is the very thing that they blamed on the breakup of their previous relationship was that the media is what did it to them.
Also, let's just ponder for a moment putting a framed photo of you on the yacht that you're renting.
That's what I'm saying.
That is either, what I'm stating is the obvious, but it's either the height of narcissism, which I feel like, sure, they're narcissistic because they're celebrities, but that's a level of detail that, like, what is that for?
Right.
It's not for anyone on the yacht. It's not for their egos.
Right.
It's for something they're filming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
it is a background.
Prop.
It is a prop, right? Like that photograph in the background of her picture. Now, because again, we saw the photography happening on the remake of the picture of them on the front of the yacht where he's like putting sunscreen on her booty, or it's probably suntan lotion, doesn't matter, something on her booty. There's a remake of that here in 2021 of that same picture from 2000 whatever.
Two.
We see the photographer there. There's a whole crew there. There's obviously something more than just snapshots of them living their lives going on. Mm-hmm. Get your tinfoil hats, you guys.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what is the big kitchen nightmare that's happened at your house? 651-641-1071.